enjoy this time, but stay focused on the game. Because I went and lost, and that wasn't a fun experience at all. Matter of fact, I'm still sick to this day that I got there and lost. So just try to pass, you know, small things like that to them.
What's on your checklist this week before you get on the plane?
What's on my checklist?
Yeah, the things, how much do you want to have done before you go down there?
I mean, that's why we got all this business taken care of now. You know, coaches, you know, they made us get our tickets done and take care of our families and stuff these last 2 days. So tomorrow and on from that point, it's going to be all Pittsburgh, all football. So when we get on the plane, we already in our game plan. We'll be ready for Pittsburgh.
Brian, what's it like to tackle a quarterback that's almost as big as you?
It's hard. It's hard, man. We was watching a film of last year with Big Ben, and we had five sacks, but, man, we could have had him down 10 times. But he's tough to tackle, man. He's a good quarterback, and he breaks more tackles than any running back I've seen. So it's tough to bring him down once you get past the offensive line. It's tough to get him down.
What do you do then? What do you do differently with him than you would with a 6'3", 200-pound quarterback?
I mean, I don't know. It's tough. Obviously, not many people have the answer to how you get him down. That's why they've been to, three Super Bowls the last 6 years. It's tough. I mean, he's an elite quarterback, and there's no easy answers. When you get your opportunity, you have to try to tackle him, but that's not easy.
Charles just saying that he thinks about winning the Super Bowl around the clock. Is that kind of you too? Are you that kind of possessed?
Oh yeah. I mean, this is why we play, man. This is my 10th season, and to be at this point, you know, it's when we this close. That's all I can think about now is winning the game. I mean, the activities and the festivities, everything that's going to be happening in Dallas, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. But we focus on winning this game. You know, we have 4 quarters left for our season, so this is big for us.
It seems like Charles has taken on more of a vocal leadership role in the postseason. He says he gives a lot of talks to what he says. What have you thought about his messages?
He's been our leader. I mean, his messages have been on point. And he has been more of a vocal leader. He's normally quiet, but he's been speaking out. You know, and just letting everybody know, man, this is hard. This is rare. We have players that's been on this team 13, 12 years, never been to a Super Bowl, so it's hard. So we have to seize this moment and capitalize on it. So me and him both are very vocal because we've been there and fell short, and it's hard getting there.
Brian, did you ever doubt you'd be back here?
You know what? After my first year, I made it my first year, so I kind of got in the lead, and I thought, oh, this is easy. I mean, I'll be here every year. And, I mean, how crazy was that? But when you play, you just know how hard it is to get here. I mean, everything, the ball has to bounce your way. You have so many tough teams and things like that to beat. It's like, this is hard. But at one point, I didn't know if I ever get back, you know.
What did you think about Mendenhall's first half last week?
Unbelievable. I mean, he came out, he ran the ball extremely hard against a good defense. So, I don't know. He broke a lot of tackles. The guy runs hard. He's a good running back. So you have a lot to deal with when you're playing with the Steelers. You have to worry about Big Ben. You have to worry about Mendenhall, the receivers, the offensive line, the physical. Plus, they've been there 3 times. This is the 3rd time, so they know what it's like. So it's a tough opponent.
When you said the ball has to bounce your way, at the beginning of the season, as guys started to go down and you kept replacing one guy with the next guy with the next guy, did you feel the ball wasn't going to bounce your way this season?
It was tough times for us. We went on, you know, it's ups and downs, but we stayed the course. And Coach McCarthy just always, you know, had us believing that we was going to be at this point, you know. And the players just got together, and we just decided, like, man, this is going to be some great story, man, when we overcome all these injuries and stuff that we had to overcome and go to the Super Bowl and win. It's going to be a great story. And that's the approach we took.
Ryan, you guys have had your backs against the wall 5 straight games now. Has that helped? Do you need a little time off, or do you want to just keep that thing going?
No, we like to keep going. We wish we could play this week. The guys are excited, man. Everybody is ready to play. You got guys doing film now, extra film, and we're excited about having the opportunity to bring the Lombardi Trophy back to Green Bay.
Ryan, you're one of the quiet veteran voices on this team. Did you or some of the other guys go up to Mike and just say, hey, let's include the injured guys on a team photo? And what is that like to have guys that listen and change things or whatever you want to
do? I mean, I have no idea. I haven't even heard anything about that. But I wasn't one of the guys that wouldn't have said anything. But I definitely would agree with that. But I had no say in that.
Ryan, what is the composition of this team? You're still a relatively young guy, but you're kind of an old guy.
Yeah.
What approach have you taken, especially with so many young guys on the defensive line? You're talking about leadership and Charles' approach. What's your approach?
So I've been more vocal with the younger players, and that's not really my thing. I'm a quiet, laid-back guy, but I think it's important to let them know what we're headed for and what we, you know, what we're trying to do. Like you said, you can get easily carried away with all the things that happen at a Super Bowl, but the bottom line is we have to go and win. It's a business trip. And that's how we have to approach it. So that's what we're preaching to our young players, and they're buying into it. The young players are still watching film now. So they bought into it. The whole team is bought into it. So that's where we headed.
You said that you were going to be back every year as a rookie.
Yes.
You re-signed here a long-term deal. I know you want to win on February 6th. Are you guys built in a way that you think this you're going to be in the conversation every year because of the young guys that are coming up and the way this team is built?
I definitely think Ted Thompson and all these guys put together a great nucleus. It's a team, man. We have a lot of good players, and a lot of them are young, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it's so hard in the NFL. You have to take your shot when you have it. So we can't even think about five weeks down the road, 5 years. Who knows? You know, injuries happen, everything happens. So we just know that we have to take the opportunity that we have now and capitalize on it.
You talked about watching the Steelers game from last year, and you said you had 5 sacks on him, could have had 10 sacks on him.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he ended up throwing for 500 yards
and
the game winner. Does that make it a little personal for this defense?
Oh, yeah. It was embarrassing. To give up the kind of yards you gave up against Pittsburgh last year, we definitely motivated. The tape wasn't easy to watch. I mean, they did everything they pretty much wanted on us. And like you said, 500 yards passing. I don't know how many yards rushing, but it's probably a lot of rushing too. But they just moved the ball up and down the field on us, and it's kind of hard to watch.